This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm not sure we needed an earnings report to know this, but Starbucks said in its most recent announcement that store traffic is still down from early last year when things were normal. Spending per visit, though, it's up so much that sales are back to normal, where they were when things were normal. And the company says some of that is thanks to an 18% bump in the number of people who signed up for its loyalty program in the past year. The 90-day active member rate, which is the preferred metric, I guess, for those loyalty programs, is now for Starbucks 23 million users in the United States. And just because why reinvent the wheel? McDonald's and Wendy's and White Castle and a bunch of other fast food places have piloted or have launched loyalty programs of their own. Low these pandemic months. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains why.
It seems like everyone on social media has a hack for something, including how to get lots of freebies.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to my channel. It's my birthday!
That's YouTuber Lindsay Ray. Her goal in this video is to get as many birthday perks from loyalty programs as she can. She goes to Denny's for a free Grand Slam breakfast, Starbucks for a free iced matcha green tea latte, IHOP for even more pancakes, and on until she gets a free stomach ache.
I don't know if I can eat any more pancakes. This might be a problem.
People love deals and feeling like they've gamed the system, even though it's the system that's actually gaming them. Phyllis Rothschild at McKinsey says customers who use loyalty programs are twice as likely to return to a brand and spend more. And
they may actually become less price sensitive for my brand over time because they know that they're going to get rewards further down the line.
She says loyalty customers boost revenue about 15%. So for the company, a freebie really pays for itself and then some. Loyalty programs also give companies a lot of data. Joseph Nunes teaches marketing at USC's Marshall School of Business.
Who's buying what? When are they buying it? How old the person is? Where are they geographically located?
He says since the pandemic began, fast food chains have been increasingly competing with delivery apps for that valuable information. And that's a problem because those chains want direct access to customers to send them customized offers through push notifications.
And give them a coupon or an offering that hits them right when they're in the market for lunch.
Pretty soon they're buying gift cards and signing up for a Starbucks Visa card to get even more rewards. The hope is a little loyalty hooks customers for life. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.